Start your day, the third way, Rabbi Eliezer, help.
I want to discuss the halacha today about making, just to start up with it, just some connection to the Sedra. After the Shira, Matikach Miriam and Avia Toip Yada, and she was singing, Miriam and the ladies were singing. The Shira. Question is, halacha, koil be'isha erva. So erva, it's like, it's forbidden to the ladies. The obvious question is, they were singing separately from the men.
So what was the toif for? To drown out the voices?
The toif was to drown out the voices. Okay, drown out the voices, Ken's all right. Oh. Emma's the Gemara. Mine Bracha says, but in something more, four in Yom, erva means, literally erva means nakedness. What it means here is, that the part of the beauty of the woman is being exposed. Remainer, Baal Zayin, you shouldn't say Shema, you shouldn't say Devon Shema Kedusha. Yeah? So it can be more a taiva by a man. Oh. So in Santa Gemara, there's four separate statements in the Gemara. No, there's no great discussion in the Gemara about it. Just four statements in the Gemara, one after the other. Very interesting. Four halachas, many, many halachas, but each line one new halacha. First statement is, Amr Abiyah's got tefach be'isha erva. A tefach. One tefach of a woman's body is exposed, not the hands of the face, the parts are meant to be covered, above the knee, and the knee above the arm, erva. Next one. Then the more, so next one is, shaykh be'isha, Amr can shaykh be'isha erva, one with a pasuk. The shaykh is a beauty of isha. Fourth one is, koil be'isha erva, the voice. Ki koil echamayav erva. The fourth one is, sa'a be'isha erva. Turn to that, four things. Tefach b'isha erva, any part of the body, tefach, one tefach exposed, not less, for tefach is a sheer tefach. Then the more it says, shoik b'isha erva. Third one is the tefach erva, shoik is an erva. Third one is the voice, that's really a chiddish. The voice, that's really, because it's a chiddish. A voice also, a certain beauty of the woman comes out with a voice. And the fourth one is the hair. So obvious question, you've got the tefach of the body, you've got the shaykh, the voice and the hair. So you understand, if you're told that a tefach of the woman's body is an erva, I might not know the voice, because the voice is going to be different. But a special part of the voice is also, the beauty of the woman comes out with a voice, you could have a certain taiva for this woman, Mela, it's got an erva. And the third one, the hair, also you wouldn't know, it's a chiddush, especially her hair's different, because an unmarried woman can expose her hair. So you see, the hair's different. The hair is only Chazal made, for whatever reason, the sort of married woman to show that you've got a husband for hair. See, that you understand. You've got the tefach is the body, that's in the tefach, anywhere in the guf. The parts of the body that are meant to be covered. From the elbow and above, from the knee and above, and below the neck, all the parts, not the hands and face, yeah? You have to go like, you know, what they call it? Yeah, yeah. That's it. Oh, so you've got tefach, so the voice is a chiddish, but what's this shaykh? Isn't the shaykh the part of the guf? So one, what's a simple teretz? The two, one possible teretz is the shaykh even less than the tefach. Because the shaykh is a very mokum taiva. So it's pusha taiva. So the four statements. There's the four statements. One in one, very, not much discussion about it in the Gemara, all except lalocha. Tefach b'isha erva, shaykh b'isha erva, koil b'isha erva, and sa b'isha erva. The voice. Oh. On the first one, the Masakasha, why do you say a tefach? Anyway, you must be mistaken of a noshim, any part of the guf. To deliberately look at a woman to have a nosh. And for the Gemara, it's for Krishma, it's his own wife. It's his own wife. 100% mutter, Krishma. And the rest of them, the Muslims don't make any comment, the Muslims accept halacha. So this is koil, b'isha erva. Oh, so interesting, the Rambam doesn't bring this coil in. The other one is in the Masha Tefa, means the Hilchos Krishma. Hilchos Krishma. A special din, even if it's his own wife, she's not doing anything, nothing immodest, nothing immoral about gazing at his own wife. But for Shema, not in front of a Tefach of the body exposed. But the Rambam doesn't bring the coil in Hilchos Krishma, only in Hilchos Yisurei Bia. So the first thing, Rambam held that the koil is not a special din in Krishna. The koil is standard in listening to an erva singing. An erva, a forbidden woman, Like you mustn't gaze at the forbidden woman. You mustn't have too much content. You may chasram get a taiva. A person has to know this is a natural, a human instinct. A person has a taiva for noshim. Memela, keep away. Don't get too friendly. Don't get too jokey with noshim. Don't listen to the singing. The singing can spark off forbidden taiva. So singing, but the Rambam doesn't mean it only brings it in Hilchas Erevah, not in Hilchas Krishma. The Rambam held it's not a special thing in Krishma. Of the Ma'aseh Halacha, Rambam the Rosh, don't bring it in Krishma. So of the Halacha state, there are Paskim who bring it for Krishma. That's why it's born Shulchan Aruch. Yeshli Zohar, by Shema, don't hear a woman singing. Yeshli Zohar, special dim, Yeshli Zohar, B'Shmias Kol Zema Isha B'Shas Krishma. Shouldn't hear a woman singing when he's saying Shema. Yeshli Zohar. Now then, I heard the story, don't we? It could be a true story. It's not true, it could very well be true. I think it might be true. Someone wrote a letter to one of these newspapers, maybe one of these Nisht, a non-Torah Dika newspaper. And why I've heard there's a mixed choir in a shul. How can you have a mixed choir? Kol b'isha erva. A woman's voice is erva. It's immorality, it's not allowed. Oh. So the person who answered, I think I might know who it was, but I'm calling him a Rosh Hagomah. It was an Amasi, he was a Rosh, a combination of a Rosh and an Amoret. Why am I saying that? Because he answered the clever tarots, and he tried to pull the wool over the eyes of people. It's all right. What he said was, it could well be true. He says, we make sure they do not sing during the recital of the Shema. It sounds gewaldig. So that a simple person can be taken in by this. What do you say, Shulchan Aruch? Yeshli Zohar, Bishmias Koyol Zeme Isha, Bishas Krishma. That was it. So this person, I think he's just going to Russia. A wicked man. I think he's a Mason Madiach. A grace of Russia, and he's falsifying the halacha. Falsifying the halacha, and to the innocent onlooker, it sounds like he's got the shema to support him. Yeah, very good. Yes, in the Jewish code it says, well, shouldn't they hear a woman singing during the shema? We make sure the female choir girls don't sing during the shema. Sounds very impressive. Yeah, the typish in Russia. First of all, 2 points. I'm faulting this on 2 points. First of all. Whenever wait a minute, you have to wait a minute now. I'm going to find this, you have to hear this Rosh because I won't. I'll call him Rosh, you have to prove he's a Rosh, yeah? Oh. Kol halachas, all these halachas of tsoya, mereglayim, erva, chen, kol mokoyim, shenizka hadin in krishma. Bein inyan heta, bein is a lav dafka krishma, who had in toira, tefila, v'chol inyan ir kedusha. Ogefraked. He's trying to fool people. Oh, it says of shema. During the shema, the girls don't sing. This isn't ganzen wrong, because halach is klar. It does say shalosh shema. Says the Mishnah Berura, lav dafka shema, toira, tefila, any inyan ir kedusha. Any, a brocha, anything. Bein inyan hat bein loshen kodesh bein loshen chayil im loshen chayil. The rabbi says the grace after me is in English. So if the halachas erevot so all the inyanim of erevot so lav dafka shema. Right. So I've knocked him out already. This the tippish, the rusha, the tippish. Yeah, so, yeah, but this person, yeah, you're right, that's what it's mentioned, that's right. Oh, but he said the girls don't sing during Shema. Mind going satanic. Oh. Now comes the second reason why this person's a tippish in a Russia. Shteti Mishaburu, there's a push to that, members. The Koil Be'isha Erva, we said before, the Rambam doesn't bring it in Hilchas Krishma. He brings it in Hilchas Isure Bia. So, the Aloch of an Erva, any woman who's forbidden to you, you mustn't have any contact with her, Bichlau. Yeah? Chibuk, Nishuk, anything getting too friendly, joking around, al inyonim. Is one of the inyonim is the voice. The coin of the isha is Mariah Tava. It's poshut. Those for shtei dor krishma means panuya to hoira. The chiddush of shma is a person's own wife who's not an erva. She's mutter to you. The chiddush of krishma is a little girl who's not a nidda. You're not a moshel. A lady of 70 years old became an almona, and she kept the dinim of taras habishpocha. So she went to the mikveh the last time she had a riyah. So she's now to hoira. She's mutter to get married to anybody. If she wants to get married again, she has to have shiva nikim. She's mutter to get married. She's a panuya to hoira. She's a woman. You could go marry her now. So on this woman who's mutter, there's a special chiddush. When you're saying Shema or Dvarim Shema Kedusha, you must hear her singing. How's my head though? So this person, so I'm saying he's a typish Narusha, because these girls in the choir, they were teenage girls. It's called Basuris Yidon Becheskes Nidus. It's an Isagoma. How's my head though? Memela, they're Rusha, they're typish, who tried to fool people from the wider sort of ignorant community. Sounds very good. We don't let the choir girls sing during the Shema. Sounds very impressive. It's a Rush and a Tippish for two reasons, I said. First of all, Shema lav dafka, who had in any Dovish of a Kedusha. And the second thing is, they're not, that's not what Mechaba means at Shema. Mechaba means Shema Chiddush, a panuya to hoira, a woman who you could marry straight away. She's completely mutter to you. A special din when you say Shema or a brocha or benching. Don't hear that girl singing or that old lady singing. Ma'ashenkin erva, a woman is forbidden. Is it Instagram always there singing? That's it. It does that. Does that kolbish? I'm sure it's ever face. Yeah, kolbish. I feel it panuya. Aber shloi b'shas krishma, sorry. Aber aroya shloi l'mas l'shmaya. So shloi b'shas krishma mutter, alo yechav l'shmaya mizav, you mustn't deliberately enjoy, aber shloi b'shas krishma, if you're not saying shma, a little girl singing, shay, just ignore it. Aber if a woman is forbidden, and now we don't go. This man, when they kept Shumas and Tarim, the girls went to mikveh maybe, yeah? But as you now know, there's nobody. So everybody now is an erva, because nobody who's not married, women don't go to the mikveh. Not supposed to go to the mikveh. But this man, when they kept truma and tara, people need to be tohur to eat truma. To go to the place of mikdash, for kabonas, so girls went to the mikveh. Oh, but nowadays, nobody who's unmarried goes to the mikveh. Memela, every girl who's unmarried from the age of 12 is a nidda. And once they're married, venacious ish. Memela. It's only there for an almona, maybe, yeah? A woman is an almona who went to me, yeah? Don't think they get so many almonas singing in the choir. Yeah? Grusha, yeah. Almona grusha, yeah. If she's not a nidda, she's not even a nidda again. A woman is in the age when she could be a nidda, she became a grusha, but she has to meet the mikveh again. You have to know vada, she's after the age. That's okay. So that's the loch of Kirby's. It's interesting, the Mechaber says, Yeshli Zoe. And early he says, Tafach Megula Be'isha, he says, Loshen Mansaj, he says, Osa, doesn't say Yeshli Zoe. Interesting. By Koyel, Mechaber says, Yeshli Zoe, you should be careful not to hear a lady singing Shema. And the other things, on Tafach Megula, he just says, Osa Likrois. By her, he says, Osa Likrois. Yeah? Interesting, what's the difference? It says, a woman's body is exposed, a tafach of her isha is exposed, also to say Shema. Even if you're not staring directly, if it's in your range of vision, if you're opposite a woman, you mustn't say Shema, yeah? Turn away. Goy might be different. By hair, there might be difference. Because you see, by hair, unmarried, someone's not b'chur to cover the hair, you're allowed to. Unmarried, maybe come by goy, and the hair might be different. They're not b'chur to cover the hair. So the reason is because by the poshut, because by it's obvious. I mean, if you're going to go through the shame, you'll see because by sand thing, the ikalach, by koil, the Rambam, and also the Rosh, two grosser poskim, do hold that koil is not made for Shema, only for erva. Remela, come to Chayes, Vayigal Grace of Paskim, it's sad to say the halacha of a koil was never made for Shema, it was only made for Aroi. Remela, Machal Yeshi Zohar. But she ain't get by Sa, we were Chayes more make it in. Sa was made for, the Messiah was made for Kriya. So Chayes, the Yeshi Zohar, yeah? And as the Paskim like, if you've got no Eitzah, if you're Tzivishin Goyim, you have to do your best, yeah? Good woman's a sin, you can't always make a Bechor, maybe you have to try and be with Sikh Das as much as you can. That's the bit. Right. And the size, interesting, well, the size, Tola on the. Is the, not girls, interesting. Kol is any erva, and Sa, as Chazal understood, as Chazal Baruch Kotchim understand these things, the hair of an unmarried girl, not the same. The chiyah to cover is for only for your married. Oh. Is. Is this inyan of Sa, for some reason there were kehillahs in Klal Yisrael where it wasn't widely kept. Don't know why. In the course of history there have been times this halacha wasn't kept. There's an English expression, it was honored in the, it was kept in the breach rather than in the observance. Wasn't kept for some reason. Yeah, they weren't mapped. Oh, is there? Pardon? America, yeah. Is there's an Is someone told me Rabbi Horowitz himself was angry, he's very upset. People say, the Orach Shulchan's got a kula with the Sabbath Isha. Orach Shulchan is Mekel. So he said, yeah, do you read Orach Shulchan? I can't find it out. You have to believe me when I say what you have, the Orach Shulchan, he says it. He says, he starts off, it's a Gefel Chamatzav. He comes to that eventually. He starts off saying, some people say, oh, the Achshulam, he says, you have to see inside the Lashon, how he writes it, to see how it was as a ka'ev lev, how he was serpent with mamas. It pained him intensely. The Achshulam had exceptional agmas nefesh from the matzah that people were making. He writes the Lashon. I'll tell you, but you have to remember, I tried to look, but you have to believe me when I say it. I couldn't find, you have to believe me, I'm saying, but Eric Balper, what he said. He said, Lashon, oi lonu shkach also be yameinu, oi vai. Oilonu, he says, listen, posasaha mispachas, means as a plague. Oilonu, v'chol masha tzovchwal zeh, loil, doesn't help. He said, it doesn't help. It's a gefer l'chamatziv, he's giving as a hearts geschrei. It's a gefer l'chamatziv. And it's his posasaha mispachas. I mean, as a plague, you can't take shaitz again. It's a plague. What's the plague? The women are starting to reveal their hair. Posasar mispachas, and then he says, "Oy lonu as a gefer chamatziv," and then he says, "Epes chol mashu tzovchu al zeh mishraid mizut musa helfnisht." And then he writes, and he ends off, "It's going to be massive as the married women walk around like the same as a completely hag." He says, "Come here, basulas." Right? He says, "Beginning with a bit of a kenzah mash, beginning with a bit." He says, "The gear massive as the married women walk around the same as girls." I think what it means the beginning with a bit of the hair, more and more. It's a gefer chamatziv. Is Mamish is Gewaldig Abbas Nefesh Gewaldig Tzah. That's what he says. Then he says, Bekol Mokim Nirali Inacham, it's a Gefelach Amatzev, it's a terrible Aveira, and Mamish is trying to give the Musa, it doesn't help. Oy Lonu Shkach also be a Meinu. He calls it a Mispach, and the Mispachas is as a plague, it's a plague. A negaro. McKenna's put it there from day. So Kdaloshan, Nirali, now comes the Kiddush. It's about the whole Indian is only because of Hira, Nirali, but I'm so used to it, no more Hira anymore. The whole Indian is Hira. What's the idea of Hira? That you see hair, it's a time, I'll be so wrongly see it the whole time. As only the Och HaShulchan. A head of the Och HaShulchan, supported by Moshe Feinstein, and the Maisa. It is a hatter which some people need to use in certain extenuating circumstances. Oh. He says, no, he says, no, it's a diak, the Satmarem makes a diak, the Shulchan, he's not off that man. He's not sure, he's not happy, really, it's a shach, he knows himself, he adds on a tzim, the Shendik. The Satmarem is a diak, he adds in the bracket, Rambam only says, Sabi Isha, Loilin Krish. What it means is, I've got a tzim for the Rambam shit as well. That itself, he knows himself as a shvare, a hatter, b'shas, how good he gives this hatter, and he writes the Gefer Chamatziv, Nirali, since he's so holy and he's a hero, Machshavas, you see a woman's hair can make a tear. So many women expose the hair. Ah, Singhavari, you're so used to it, it doesn't cause any tear. She said, oh, it is a hatter. It's something you have to rely on in certain kehillahs. That's right. Oh, that's the ending. But he adds on in brackets, it's only because he's also got the Rambam as well, because the Rambam doesn't bring Sa'a Be'isha only in Hilchas Isurei Bia. The Indian of our, he doesn't mean it was Krishma. So Rambam Shitta is that Sa'a Be'isha was never meant for Krishma. Sa'a Be'isha means, like the Rosh has that coil. So Indian, don't look at the woman's hair, as the erva. So it's the girl, so Ishtar and Ishkenerva, yeah? It's your own wife and Ishkenerva. So you haven't got that, it's a Mela, but Tzirna for the Rambam, even though we don't pass that the Rambam, but a Tzirna for with the Gansa, with the difficult matziv, in the difficult, in the extenuating circumstances of the Aruch HaShulchan, which nobody would listen, is Beles Breira, he gave this hatter together with Shitha Rambam.
Oh.
No, just I mean, the Ogdoma, he didn't hear Ogdoma. I just said how much Agbas Nefesh he had from the matziv. Nearly to say a brocha, you've got this hatter. Oh. Now, it says in the Toldos of the Chofetz Chaim, the son writes, Chofetz Chaim was very upset with his asvora to say, Chofetz Chaim was very concerned about this Inyan. He wrote a whole safe about this Inyan, Gedda Olam. People don't know, Chofetz Chaim's famous svarim are Mishabura, Shemus Aloshim, Zech, every Inyan, the one there's a weakness in Yiddishkeit, the Chofetz Chaim wrote the countries about it. People don't also well known, little swan, don't know about him. Svastomim, you should be ehrlich in business. Tiferes Odom, you shouldn't shave with a razor. Shouldn't shave, against the country. People, Tiferes, against the country, called Tiferes, a beard, and he says there's an integral beard, he says he recommends even Bederachat, you shouldn't remove your beard. Because it's so schwach, it's Indian, a kid's dafka grave, even if you find a way to remove your beard, Bederachat, you should let your beard grow longer. You should shave your machines there. This poshut. Tiferes Adam. He's got about honesty in business, weights and measures, machas asuras. An Indian which was shvach and cloudy soul. Tas mishpacha. Chavos Chaim wrote a country about it. Chavos Chaim was concerned. He wrote a country that's called Gedya Oilam about this Indian as kafelach and women are exposing the hair. Oh, so you're very concerned about it. So some rights taker, he didn't hold this hatter, and he says Adas, sometimes he didn't say Birsa Mosin. Maybe turned away, didn't want to say bench the people there. Oh. And the interesting thing is, now this is interesting. If you look at the Mishabura, Shaloi Kedako, the Mishabura, an extensive Arichus Loshen. Those who are Rogel and Mishabura can confirm this. Mishabura's got an Arichus, means he goes, Shaloi Kedako, an Arichus Loshen, an extended piece of Mishabura, extending over many lines, Shlei Kedakai, to frag up this Aruch HaShulchan. Fits in, he said, the son said he was concerned about it. He went out of his way to say, I disagree. He does not mention Aruch HaShulchan by name. Someone said, this is not true. Someone said, Chofetz Chaim never brings Aruch HaShulchan because he broke it. It's not true that. If you look in the history of it, the Mishabur was brought out in Tof, in the 80s, he started writing the same Mishabur. He gets our scum of the first Tofresh Mem Gimel, 1884. He finished it 1908. And the Aruch HaShulchan, someone I saw on the phone, he started with Choshen Mishpat. So he doesn't fit in. The Aruch HaShulchan didn't go in all the Shulchan. He also went, oh, man, the grace of Gorn, the Aruch HaShulchan, Mamush, Gorn Godel, Mamush, the Sugis of Gemara, Gona Goyimim. But he grabbed also made the Shulchan, but he started for someone with Choshen Mishpat. So in the 1880s, good to know, Mishabura was not a 21st century safe, in case you thought it was, yeah? In the 1880s, when the Chofetz Chaim was writing this, the Aruch HaShulchan hadn't been written yet on Aruch HaShulchan. Maybe that's untrue. It is true the Chofetz Chaim objected to this hatter saying, since so many women expose the hair, you can say a brocha. Chofetz Chaim disagreed with that shitter. That is true, and we're about to name it, but it's untrue to say, as I've heard people say, the Chofetz Chaim was breakers with the Aruch HaShulchan, that's why he never brings him in his sefer. That is just, posh, it's a joke, because he never wasn't around yet. That wasn't around yet. It was only written later, yeah? Oh, interesting, I went, the Aruch HaShulchan started writing his sefer about the same time as the Mishabura, in the 1880s, Tofresh Mem, yeah? And they say, apparently Rosh Hashanah began with Choshen Mishpat. He wouldn't have written it yet. And this was written in 88 and later. Chofetz Chaim was over 23 years he wrote it. I think after Chelik HaZoi, there's Mezirchanan, he jumped to Cheshabbos actually. Mezirchanan Selebim, Avraham Chabbos, he did Cheshabbos, he went back. Yeah? It was finished in 1908. Tof Reish Samach, that's the date actually. Some years ago, I mean, the thing was 100 years, it was Tof Shin Samaches, was 100 years, I'm sure it was written, yeah? Finished it in, so his first Chelik was, right, so he's, oh, so, and now listen to the Loshin here. For some reason, unusual. V'da'a oid. Da'afilu in derech isha zu v'chavrei seha ba'oisei mokoim lech v'gilu roish b'shut. If this woman, her friends, they don't keep the halacha, k'derech ha'prut is osa k'moi l'inyin gilu shoika v'osa b'chol gavni. If I should say by shoik, would anybody say if a woman goes with a short dress, you say shema? It's poshut, the taiva of the gufa isha is called an erva, and under no circumstances may you say a dovah shebekdusha in that direction. Chof Chaim said, no one would suggest it's mutter. Who had in the sa'a is 100% osa, and there's no heter whatsoever to say, well, so many women expose their hair, so it makes no difference anymore. Say, so, Erilapion, a bocha claim to Erilapion. Quite a famous story. He wants to go to a chasana. He was choshe, might not be so sneeristic there. Might be women there not dressed so immodestly dressed. So the bocha said it up. He says, Alosh is michvat is nishatin. What that means? Won't do me any harm. I'll be alright. So Rabbi Lachman answered Alosh, ich bin alte yid, ich bin blind in ein oig, and ich hab moiru to gain off the gas. And du boche mit zwei fleischige Augen, du sagst mich, was ist nicht Schatten? I translate it. I'm an old man. Old man, yes, he might think he's tired. And he's blind in one eye. And he goes on the street, he's well, you might see a woman, a shorter, and you're a young boche, you got two. And yeah, won't do me any harm. Anyway, kids, so this is Doaza, and you saw in Doaza. Chofetz Chaim, they say there was someone. So the story, someone's dressed with a woman walking around there with a. So I said, "Shit, you're right. You make me say the malachim." But it's a mensch, Does the have Adam? Right. Anyway, so the kids, he says here, as every shaker, the kivan shanach. Right. He makes the point that the erva comes from the chiyuv. The fact that people don't keep the halacha does not give any. I don't know. Och shulchan, Moshe Feinstein, Avshef Yehuda Poskim. Those people still have to rely on that hatar, but Mishu is very against it. It sounds like he's saying here, the loikach shulchan. So notable, he's saying, forget. Sadly, could have written here the loikach shulchan. The shulchan wasn't written yet, but apparently, from what I've read about Chofetz Chaim, this hatar was already recirculating. Apparently, the shulchan may have written it later, but apparently, unless it was late, it was only after Mishu was written. I don't know. But apparently, in the lifetime of the Chofetz Chaim, this thing was going round in the Yishpat. This had to people. What are we going to do now? There was an Ashmua Mishkefalach. It sounds a good. The whole reason is hero. It caused it to have bad machshava. There, so many women uncle there. So nowadays, it's just the lot of change. So Chofetz Chaim is appointed in Ishtazoi. Why? Kiven shetzrichos lechasas amadim. They're mechuyev to. They're not doing what the Mechuyev do. Then he has the Yeshbaza Issa Torah. But they say, Pah Rosh Issa, Mechashi Mechusa. So the Raisa, yeah? Made up one of the Tariag Mitzvahs, which is the Raisa. Vagam, he adds in now. I don't know why he adds this in as well. And he adds in as well. Vagam, Kol Benois Yisrael, Hamachzikos Badas Moshe, Nishoriz Bazer, Mimois Avaseinu, Me Oilam. He adds in, oh, I don't know why he adds this in for. Chofetz Chaim adds in, there's no, the Erlech on map, there's never been a time, he's trying to emphasize, it's never been a time when it's become mutter. He adds first, it's a chiyuv, and then he adds in, v'chol b'nois Yisroel, ha-machzikas b'das Moshe, nishoros b'zeh, mi-mois avoseini me-oilam, v'yadato. It's always, from Moshe Rabbeinu Sinai, there's a proper halacha, which has been transmitted, and there's non-negotiable. And it's a chiyuv, says the Chofetz Chaim, and he adds in case you think, I don't want to have them, in case you think so many people don't keep it. All Erech will keep. She said, yeah, Bechlal Erech, V'oslikos Kenegdom, V'oslikos Kenegdom. Now, one of the reasons he's writing this is because the Lashon is, Sa Shel Isha, Shedarko Lachasoysa. So that word, Darko, the hair of a woman, which is the derech, which is normal custom to cover. So that one word, darka, could be misleading. It says darka, it's the derech. So the Aruch Shulchan said, it's not the derech.
Wrong.
Oh, yeah, he knows the wrong. Right, yeah, fun.
That's not
the idea of Chassam. That's not the Chavis Chayim.
Yeah, that's
what Chassam. What's that? Yeah, yeah. Chassam, some of those, even go to the Dilbus Tower, and even here, I'll show you. The Chazanish mentioned the Chukhan Svora. The Chazanish also said it, Bemis. The Chazanish also mentioned Plechat Vorim. He says, Hayini Chaylim Laima, Rak Beisha Shumakira. Normally, a woman who you know, and normally her hair is covered, and suddenly uncovers her hair. Chazanish writes it. Then machta time. Chazanish got a small to say, listen, Alocha, a woman, you know this woman, you normally see with her head covering, and one day she appears out with her hair on show. May that cause a taiva. Chazanish says, Hayini yochel loyma, only in a zamin case is do Issa. Aulamaisa, he said, Alocha, nishdoi, lechilku chazal. They don't make, the halachas doesn't change because of the prutzos. Can I just mention it? He flakes it up. Ah, so he carries on here. V'lebor lemayed ra besulois shematoi v'perua. Besulois. Ah, da'ka doesn't mean da'ka. It means when you're allowed to, the marshal unmarried. Or, sa'ha yoyz chutz tzmosom. They've got as a covering, and a few hairs, they can't say, what that means. I'm not clear what that means exactly, yeah? Yotzos chutz l'tzmosom. What does that mean? It doesn't mean you can leave a bit of hair on show. Difficult what it means. A certain type of head covering those they had, and they couldn't get every strand of hair inside. Maybe it's the back of the neck. Nishkla, what it means. Some. Pardon?
Temples.
Some. Doesn't mean. It does not mean you have a tichel with a bit of hair on show, but it doesn't mean that. Chutz l'tzmosom, epesach tzomos, epesach azach, I mean covering, which covered the head. And for some reason, a few hairs, maybe the side or the back, couldn't quite fit in. Maybe that's a hatter. If it says minigam akoimus, and that depends on minigam mokum. Could be how minig is mokum is map, I don't know. Even I'm not sure if it's a minig vadity maker, because it's must. Oh. She minig, if it's a minig, but it's mokum is all, that's what it means. Darka mean, forget, Mr. Ruvai studies, darka means that these hairs depend on the minig. I wouldn't know what the minig. But Falk Zacharovach also writes to say if he doesn't know. Not called what the minigam mukum. Can you say minigam mukum for the chutzit smosom? I think he thinks it is. He thinks it's more noital hachma. He doesn't know. It's chrangutorn. I don't know what the. Can't not negate to us this. Yeah. Anyway, let's say.
There's no minigam mukum nowadays
because
everyone's mixed up.
Yeah, no, yeah. So again, that's some. So it's very, very stark. Interesting. That it makes a point. Later, what? Stand the mashim the inyam. If someone did sheishman erva, a ma'aser, it's interesting. By erva, the halacha by erva, the mechaber says an erva, you can. So the mechaber, if you are telling him here, close your eyes, or laila, or summer is blind, or it's night, or close your eyes. Chzeinisht. So the mishabur, the achronim say these eights don't help. You know why? Because leyirah doesn't say leyirah b'cha. You shouldn't see erva stov. It means leyirah should not be able to be seen. So Mishmur Pas Nalacha, if it's in your range of vision, it doesn't help to close your eyes. Because it's in front of you. So that's what he says by Erva Mamash. Not so Shchich, Erva Mamash. Oh. But the Maisi brings Huadim by Erva. The Maisi by Tefach B'Isha, he brings the Machlekas. And he says, he says a Lashon here, by Tefach B'Isha also, he couldn't help to close your eyes. He wants to say, Oh, he says, "Ever man asked the question? I checked the problem. Yes, Matilim Bazaar. If you remember, you don't see. In Nizam Elira's cloud. And for Sa, he says you can close your eyes. He says here, that which is Rabbanon. He says, Mahani Atzimus Enayim. V'chein Basayisha. So closing your eyes helps. As a hetzer, makes it easier because ever man, you have to turn the whole thing away. For Sa, close your eyes. You can't see. It's like Mechaber holds every erva. If you can't see, it's mutter." On that, the Achronim say, no, the Yeroeh B'cha Erev Estava. An Erev must not be visible to you, even if you can't see it. The only Eitz is, turn your guf away. Yeah? If I'm training, I'll just turn the other way. After the Mishnah, that's only a bit of a deraisa. Or Basar Be'isha, he's makel with atzimis in hand. Close your eyes. Yeah? Whatever. They put the... Some of these rabbis have to put home in the middle of the Kedushin. Put the sin in front of the face. Should be blocked. Yeah? And if he did say a bracha, it's not clear to say it again. It doesn't say clear to say the bracha again. Or it's lacking in the... It's lacking, yeah? Chofetz Chaim writes a letter somewhere. There's so many tzoros in Klal Yisrael. Modic letter to Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim attributes the tzoros that come to Klal Yisrael from being lenient in Nizin Yonim. What do you say to that? Does that leave you speechless? Should leave you speechless? The tzoros, gefelech and machlas and panosa problems, the tzoros in Klal Yisrael, you need Yeshuas, you even got difficulties. Tzoros, panosa, shidichim, nishkezin, the Chofetz Chaim attributes it to lack of care in the Yonit Sneers. Why do you say that? If you mention Hashem's name, it brings down bruch in the world. So if Hashem's name is mentioned without respect, but it shouldn't be, it can cause nishkut hashpoz. The reason is that even though he knew Lalach, he knows the bruch again. Of the bruch, it began with the bruch. He said a bruch, and there's a Sab Isha, short sleeves, a low neckline. Low neckline, yeah? Not the neck, below the neck, yeah? People leave a few buttons open. Low neckline. Shoulders, low neckline. Hair on show. Sleeves above the elbow. See people just... Above the elbows, above the elbow, yeah? Yeah? Then all these things, the brocha, it's also to make the brocha. If you make a brocha then, it's lacking in the kedusha of the brocha. And it's going to make it's nish good. It's a bizarre for the Shem Shemayim, and Chas V'Sholem cause not good things to happen. So Chofetz Chaim, let's look on the Tzad HaToiv, Midah Toiv Meruba. Extra care in these inyonim. So our school of a brocha tzlocha. We're looking for school of a brocha. It's extra care in these a brocha. The Moedik is a brocha brings brocha. Saying a brocha brings brocha. You say Baruch Ata Hashem. Every bracha that you praise the Baruch Shalom, it gives you much more good to Zachem. Bracha, saying bracha brings bracha. If you say the bracha when you're in a mutter, yeah, people in Dafyomi now, all these in Yonim, yeah, is Baruch Hashem the Besakisse Mitzoya Nishigan Dikzach. Baruch Hashem, never heard of, yeah. No one would go and say, "Can you examine that piece of tzoya, please? Is it dry enough to say Krishna? Get out, go somewhere else, clean it up straight away." It's even the Gemara that lived there. Baruch Hashem, our sanitary conditions have improved immensely down in one box, and that chelik is rarely negaya, unless somebody's not well, a bet pal, whatever, chayil, okay, that's specialized shailas in yonim of Tzoya and Besakissa and all these in yonim. That's Baruch Hashem, confined to history mostly. Baruch Hashem, unless, as I said, shaila, face, a baby's dirty nap, okay, it was not regular. Or ben yonim from the Erva is still in the midday yonim b'yoimai. It's negaya, and it needs a chizuk. So a chizuk in this Indian, bring a brocha to Klal Yisrael, and it's a double chomel. And the Chofetz Chaim Taka says that sefer, that even though strictly speaking, you could say, in the privacy of their own home, you'd have to expose your hair, it brings many, many reasons why they shouldn't. The Orcha says Indian, a soft God, bring in, is an issue this asa, and he brings, and the Fax like a Madaik, he brings a whole shtick of Zoya. A Zoya. He brings a quote to Zoya here. Parashat Nos says here, Maskanta lebeisa begam b'lechaybel. In Hilch it says, "It's high. It's a filikos beisa from Sars beisa." My answer is Zoya. A Zoya. How many times you think in the whole Sefer Mishneh Berurah he quotes a shtick on Zoya? How many times do you think?
Once.
25.
Once.
You can count on one hand. Chofetz Chaim didn't make some Kabbalistic Zachen. Is this Indian of a woman's hair, the Chofetz Chaim got a ganze Stück Zoya. But I still, Chofetz Chaim gehalten, you're supposed to keep it. Normally, Chofetz Chaim didn't make some Gachimras. Right, it's safer, Mishneh Berurah, you need to be ehrlich, you keep Mishneh Berurah. Wasn't out to make a Stück Zoya. It's here, a ganze Stück Zoya about very, very not good. And if you do it, he says, Bechol Birchen Delayla. Baal, you get brochas, v'chol binin yet. And he says, b'boneo yishuvin, choshevikinder, yeah? Mezuzah skirts, forget the kinder. She says, Zahirus Yisera, even in the privacy of the home, to keep the hair covered, is a skula for get the kinder, it's a skula for all the bruchas. Is who doesn't want bruchas, who doesn't want to do one again, who doesn't want all these things? The simple answer, Mela, extra Zahirus, Chavetz Chaim, the far right there. It is not often the Mishtabura and the Magen Avraham bring Kabbalistic sources in a halachic context. It's Kabbalah. Chavetz Chaim suddenly going about Kabbalah. It hasn't been kissed for these al Kabbalah. Weiss, der Stück Rosoya hat er gehalten, you need to know about. He writes in the Mishabura. So there's two things. First of all, Arichas Loshen, an extended Loshen in the Mishabura, Shaloi Kedarkoi, against the shit of the Och HaShulcha. You shouldn't think because so many women exposed their hair that they had to. In addition to that, against the Stück Zoya. And Meile Zetman, and the Chavetz Chaim gehalten is our, a Dovah Chomamayin, Meile, in dem Schiss von den Heroes in den Unionen, all in der Hof, wenn wir schießen noch Chumas. Okay.